It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Amanda Kind. Amanda, thank you so much for your time today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thanks so much for chatting with me. It's always fun to connect.
Yeah, absolutely. Great catching up. And it's an exciting time for you. You just released your new song, I believe, right at the end of 2022, called Slow Dance. I've been listening to this one. It's a great tune. Can you tell us a little bit about your brand new one and kind of the story behind it and how that one came to be written?
Yeah. Slow Dance is like kind of an homage to that old country Patsy Cline sound.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm a huge fan of those kinds of singers. So not only in country, but in other styles. Like, I love Patsy Cline. I love Etta James.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is like a slow, obviously a slow dance type of song. It's the kind of song you want to slow dance to, like in the kitchen with your partner or like, you know, I have a brand new music video out for it and I'm dancing in the street with somebody. You know, it's like, it's a real romance song. The reason we wrote it is because I just, you know, during the pandemic, a lot of us were talking about how everything in our lives feels so rushed, you know,
mm-hmm.
not only like getting to doing things for work or just life in general, but like even the process of falling in love feels so rushed.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the idea of the idea of slow dancing as a metaphor for just taking it slow, like taking a
for
breath.
For sure. Yeah.
So that's what that song's all about.
I love it. And you did mention the music video. I think the music video is fairly brand new, I believe. Just recently, I want to say this week possibly, but can you tell us a little bit about the music video? Kind of where was that filmed?
Yeah, it's it came out on Sunday, and if you can believe it, it's got thousands of views already.
Yeah,
people
awesome.
Have really seemed to connect with it. It's kind of a more serious sounding song, but the music video's got quite a bit of romantic comedy cheese in it, so people are
mm-hmm.
laughing at it quite a bit, which is just exactly what we intended. So I have a friend who's a film actor, and we recreated some of those funny rom-com moments, like he's standing
right.
outside the house with the speaker above his head, like
right.
from that
Love
movie,
it. Yeah.
John Cusack, and we're kind of a cute flower fight in the kitchen, and there's lots of slow dancing, as you would expect, and then this is how you know you have good friends, but he recreates the risky business moment in his underwear, like there's a bunch of fun, cheeky stuff in there that people will love.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a great music video and a great song. Again, joined right now by Amanda Kind. Have you ever had an opportunity to play this song to a live audience? And if so, kind of how was that process for you? And what was the reaction? And how'd that all go if you played this one to a live audience at this point?
I've been playing this one to a live audience since June of last year.
Okay,
and
so
I can
quite
tell
a bit.
You that. The reaction to it was so strong and so positive that I actually moved up the release for it.
Wow.
So people were coming up to me after shows and asking me, like saying they couldn't find it on Spotify and kind of complimenting the song and just saying it sounded a bit different than what was out there currently
mm-hmm.
in country. And so because so many people were approaching me, I was actually getting private Instagram messages from people I don't know.
Wow.
So I talked to my producer and we kind of immediately pushed the song up in a schedule. So the reaction to it live has been pretty magical, to be honest. And I've been really humbled and kind of surprised
mm-hmm.
by how many people who've come up to me to say that it really touched them and they want to, like, somebody wanted to use it for their wedding, which was really cool.
Wow, that's so
yeah.
awesome. The influence of fans just basically saying, we got to have this song now. And, well, I'd love
totally
kind of hearing how that
things.
Goes. Yeah, that's really cool. That's really cool. I love hearing kind of how that comes to be and stories. And it's great that everyone's loving this one and that you release this one. And what's kind of this year looking like for you here in 2023? Are you planning on being busy playing some summer shows later on this year? Because I think it's about that time where kind of shows get booked and that kind of thing. Are you planning to be busy this year playing songs, continuing to write music, festivals, that kind of thing? What's this year looking like for you?
Yes, I've got more gigs booked this year than I had last year, which is
wow.
amazing.
Yeah.
And I have a full EP coming out in the spring, so I have three more songs to release. So it's actually a really busy year for me, which is exciting. So this song is out there and the music video is out there, and I've got a gig on Sunday already. Like, I have lots of shows coming up, which is really fun. Yeah, it's going to be a very busy year for me. My EP, which is called The Good Fight, is coming out in June, and it'll have 5 songs on it. And 2 of those songs are already out, so Love You to Live Here and Slow Dance. But 3 more are coming, so it's just like, it feels like I'm on the train and it's going.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Sounds like it's going to be a busy year, and that is fantastic to hear. Amanda, it's great catching up with you. I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Love the sound of the new tune, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Matt.